The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
We cheered, the focus on lean, efficient supply chains, leaving no buffer or margin for error when it comes to certain parts arriving just in time is needed to make a final product. And our administration, Barack and ours, that's where it was just in time was the focus. We didn't have a pandemic and other things at the time.
Enough of the senile old man. Review, enough. Kill the mic. Welcome, dear friends. Sebastian Gorka here, former strategist to President Trump, member of the National Security Education Board. Yes, still a member. I wonder if he's afraid of me. That is sleepy, creepy, senile Joe Biden talking right now about the supply chain crisis. 100 mega cargo ships off the coast of California, unable to disgorge their tens of thousands of cargo containers. Why? Well, because of Joe Biden. Because of perhaps the most inept president of the modern age. I ask you one question and one question alone. What would Donald Trump be doing right now if there were a supply chain crisis with 100 cargo ships off the port of L.A.? There wouldn't be a crisis because he's a businessman and he solves problems. Under this administration, I guarantee you one thing. I'm not a betting man. You know me. It's the scourge of civilized society. But I guarantee you this. It's going to get worse. Much, much worse before it gets better. He can keep on bleating, attempting to read an auto cue. We're going to give you the real news here on America First. An incredible show for you today. First hour, Jenna Ellis, former attorney to President Trump, Trish Regan on the dire situation in the economy, Jennifer Horn, live from California, and Victor Davis Hanson, the greatest strategic mind alive in America today. For the whole third hour, you do not want to miss a second. Are you subscribed to the podcast? Do it. Now, subscribe. It's free. Look for America First. Secondly, YouTube are censoring conservatives. Make sure you catch every segment, every monologue. You can send the links to your friends. The freedom of speech YouTube alternative is Rumble. Also, subscribe today. Rumble.com/Seb Gorka. How many subscribers are we up to? Have we hit a third of a million?
We on Rumble at this time are at 356,000 subscribers.
I don't do math But I think that's a third of a million plus a bit. Go today, rumble.com/SebGorka. That's rumble.com/SebGorka, and you'll never miss a thing. Yesterday, we discussed with Luke Rosiak the tragic, tragic story of a young girl being raped in a school and the rapist being free to rape again. The individual who was at the heart of that story is the father of the first victim, has reached out to us, and we are honored to have him on America First today as our first guest. Scott Smith, welcome to the Salem Radio Network.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. I appreciate you reaching out through our Newsmax colleagues to our producers here at America First. I want to allow you the time here on America First. Would you tell us the story of you are known because of the legacy lying media as a dangerous parent who was arrested at a school board meeting. What is the truth about your story and your family's story, Mr. Smith?
Well, the truth of the matter of the story is that my daughter was sexually assaulted at the end of May, the last week or so of school of last year. And it was a complete nightmare to get my daughter to where she needed to be and the proper people to step up and do the right thing.
What was the can you describe the category of the person who raped your daughter or assaulted her in the Loudoun County School? What was he doing in that restroom? What was he wearing?
Well, apparently, allegedly, he was wearing a skirt. That's all I really know. The way, you know, he's been described to me is, you know, he is a bisexual male that likes to occasionally wear dresses.
And your daughter...
Which is really irrelevant because, you know, it doesn't matter if he was wearing a skirt. You know, at the end of the day, my daughter was raped.
But the school board meeting in Loudoun where you were arrested, what was the policy that was being discussed? Because surely it is connected to this whole transgender agenda.
Exactly. So, you know, basically, the policy that was being discussed was, you know, equal rights for transgenders, which, hey, I want all transgenders to be safe and protected. But the way it was going about and this and that and the other, it was insane. But I didn't even know anything about it, really, until my daughter, you know, had been assaulted. I went to a school board meeting a couple of weeks later to see what the TV was saying all about. Never been to a school board meeting before. And I sat there and listened to lie after lie.
This is the school board that said, as they're approving this policy for transgender students, said there is no danger. Nothing has ever happened in transgenders using the other bathroom. They did that in front of you, right? They lied about this policy and the risks involved.
They lied right in front of me, and it was like knocking me unconscious. It was like it infuriated me to hear Beth Bart, you know, say we didn't need, you know, our children didn't need to be protected, and that, you know, there was no evidence of any sexual assaults in any bathrooms. And then, you know, the superintendent Ziegler, you know, he straight up lied twice in that school board meeting. Which brings me to the next thing is that, you know, my daughter's doing well.
Yeah, I wanted to ask, how is she doing? How is she recovering?
She's recovering well, and she's doing real well. And I just wanted to throw that out there. You know, this crazy stuff that's going on is insane. You know, I was bullied by a parent activist. I was, you know, I feel unjustly, you know, grabbed by the sheriff's department. And the rest was, you know, sprawled all over the media all summer long.
And you've been charged, correct, with breach of the peace?
Oh, yeah, I got charged and convicted, and I was railroaded by, you know, our Zora-funded, you know, Buddha Rod attorney, she's the problem in our county.
Is there any way that our listeners can support you? Is there a GoFundMe page? Is there a website where they can support you, Mr. Smith?
We do. We have a GoFundMe page. It's called Safety. Somebody just tell me. Save Schools.
Mr. Smith?
I'm sorry. I'm here.
It's a GoFundMe page, Safe Schools?
Yeah, Safe Schools Legal Fund. Safe, S-A-F-E, Schools Legal Fund.
All right, well, we're going to continue to cover this story because the most shocking aspect of all is not only was your daughter assaulted, not only did the school board in Loudoun County lie about that assault, that no such assault has occurred as they voted in this new transgender policy. The student, the male student in a skirt that assaulted your daughter, was quietly moved to another school where he raped again. This is the true cost of the radicals, of the transgender radical agenda. It is costing the safety of young girls in America, not just in Loudoun County. Violence against transgenders. How about transgender violence against our girls in America? Safe Schools GoFundMe. Look for it right now. We're going to pray for you and your daughter. That's Scott Smith. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Relief Factor. Pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans every single day from their pain, me included. I had a lower back pain issue that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor. 2 weeks later, I was pain-free, and I'm still pain-free more than 2.5 years later. But it's not just me, it's people like Leah from Ohio. This is Leah's story. One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions, in 8 days, I found relief, only to get better and better. I'm a believer 100%. That is the power of Relief Factor. Find out for yourself. Order it today. Go to relieffactor.com. Get the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Leah, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Don't wait any longer. Call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
Indeed you are, and if you believe in America First, shouldn't you say that out loud, or at least with what you wear? Let me help you with that. We have a brand new store, and whether it's just an America First t-shirt, or whether it's no vaccinations, my body, my choice t-shirts, whether it's I'm a MAGA man mug, or you're a MAGA girl mug made in America. What else do we have? Ah, yes, people love my Stay Frosty phrase I close the show with. We have Tervis tumblers, America First, and they say Stay Frosty. We have the t-shirt. We have the Let's Go Brandon t-shirts. People are loving it. And, of course, the one that everybody wants. It's the one from the President's Rally. We made it for when he came on the show. If you're woke, you're a loser. Send that message to everyone around. You go to SebGorkaStore.com. SebGorkaStore.com. Let's stay on the issue of mandates and get the bizarro world interpretation of what's happening in America. We can always rely on her for that. She's Jen Psaki.
Governor Abbott's executive order banning mandates. And I would also note announcement by Governor DeSantis this morning, essentially banning the implementation of mandates. A fit a familiar pattern that we've seen of putting politics ahead of public health.
putting politics ahead of public health. Oh, really? Because Democrats never do that. Let's ask somebody who fights for the Constitution and our Bill of Rights every single day. Former Attorney to President Trump, chair of the National Integrity Board, the National Election Integrity Alliance, of which I am also a member. Jenna Ellis, welcome back to America First.
Thanks so much. Always great to join you, my friend.
So I'm going to read a tweet from your feed from an individual. I have no idea who this individual is. As soon as I saw it, I clicked on his account and he'd blocked me. I love it when I find people I've never heard of who've blocked me. It means exactly I know who you are. He's called The Ricky Davila. No idea who he is. Last year he tweeted this, and it's on your feed. Anything that Kayleigh McNazi... Okay, he's got a photograph of Kayleigh McEnany. Kayleigh McNazi brazenly calls the Trump vaccine with a crooked smile on her face is something I will never put in my body. Nope. And then a tweet from earlier this year. From the same guy. I don't know about you, but I'm still proud as hell to be fully vaccinated with the Trump vaccine. Okay, Jenna, they never let politics get in the way of health, do they?
Of course not, because everything, as you know, the Democrats are just concerned about health and safety. They're just concerned about, you know, women's health care when they're out advocating for murdering babies in the womb. You know, this always is all about just doing good and humanitarianism for the Democrats, right? There's never any politics, but it's shocking to me. And it probably shouldn't be at this point because Democrats really just have one play, hypocrisy. But it's shocking to me that the very same Democrats, including Jen Psaki, including Kamala Harris, by the way, including all of these people who are on Twitter who are for vaccine mandates, are the same ones who loudly said, we will never, ever, ever take a vaccine if it was created by Donald Trump. And so now what's the difference? Well, of course, coercion is the difference, and they're seeing that they can implement socialism. They can get really bad precedent for government coercion on the books if they go with this vaccine, which of course, the Biden administration doesn't want to acknowledge was actually designed under President Trump.
Right. And not only that, we have the breaking news that the Biden administration is preparing to make it so that 5-year-olds should be vaccinated. One of our team members said America First when they heard that this morning, they said, that's it. That is the straw that breaks a camel's back. Americans aren't going to put up with that. Do you agree, Jenna?
Oh, of course. And wherever your personal line is, you know, for anyone who's listening, the line should be at liberty and freedom, because even if you don't personally think that this is the hill to die on or that the vaccine mandate, you know, like there was a guy on my Twitter feed that was like, you know, this is just a really a small thing for the NBA player who's, you know, giving up this huge job. And I quote tweeted him and said, liberty is never a small thing. This is something that absolutely is the fight we need to fight, because if they can mandate vaccines and coerce private companies like Southwest Airlines, like other private companies. And I have clients now have inquiries around the country for people who are being coerced by their private employer under the auspices of a Biden mandate to get this vaccine, and even religious exemption.
So this is exactly, you read my mind, Jenna. This is every day, I'm getting texts, emails, and especially DMs on Twitter and Facebook from people who are saying, what do I do, Dr. G? I don't want to get the vaccine. They want to fine me by the end of the month. Yesterday, I got one from a member of I don't want to identify him, but from a religious minority, works for the VA, the Veterans Administration. He is vaccinated, Jenna, but he refuses to comply with the federal mandate where he has to prove, out of principle, he doesn't want to prove it because it's his own personal private health information. What, as a practicing attorney, constitutional law professor, former attorney to President Trump, what is the right thing to say to these people who want to put up a stand but feel to be by themselves?
Get a lawyer, absolutely. And there are actually more cases around the country of people like this who want to stand up than there are lawyers available to fight this. And so be part of a coalition, be part of whether it's the Alliance Defending Freedom, whether it's the Thomas More Society. I am an allied attorney with both. Whether it's the Liberty Council out of Florida that are fighting this. There are a lot of nonprofits around the country that particularly for the religious exemptions. This is something that falls squarely under the First Amendment, not only for free exercise of religion and in terms of the EEOC requiring employers to acknowledge and to have these types of exemptions that they accommodate and these religious accommodations, but also it is a matter of freedom of speech. I mean, this is something where a matter of privacy. It's a matter of so many different things that touch and concern our own bodily autonomy, our own individual freedom and liberty. So absolutely go to one of these nonprofits. Even if you can't get an attorney to represent you specifically, you may be able to be part of a class action. Look at what's going on with Southwest with their lawsuit in Texas that is filed where, you know, the union, typically conservatives don't like unions a lot, but this is one instance where they're saying, on behalf of all of our pilots, you can't unilaterally modify our employment contracts. There are so many different ways that we can and should fight this, but we have to do so smartly. And we also have to do so knowing that in the immediate sense, we may lose the first round. You may be fired from your job. You may be put on unpaid leave. But at the same time, is that worth standing up for your liberty and freedom? And I think that it is. A lot of people around the country believe that it is. And we are going to have to stand together and fight this. If every federal contractor, by the way, and every union organizer like Southwest, if they all stood up and just said, no, this is absolutely unconstitutional, federal government couldn't get away with
it. It's safety in numbers. Next time, I said it to the pilots at Southwest, God bless all of you for what you did this weekend. But next time, don't take a sickie. Stand up for your personal liberties now or never. She's the host of the Jenna Ellis Show here on Salem Podcast. She is the chair of the National Election Integrity Alliance. Follow her, Jenna Ellis ESQ. That's Jenna Ellis Esquire. Gun Owners of America is the only no-compromise gun lobby. From battling the Biden administration's radical anti-gun agenda to restoring your constitutionally protected rights in the states, GOA's grassroots army, led by a friend of this show, Eric Pratt, is ready. GOA has a proud 45-year history of defending your Second Amendment rights without compromise. GOA's mission is simple: to protect, defend, and restore the Second Amendment. For just $25 a year, you can take an active role in the protection of your rights. When you join today by visiting gunowners.org/GORKA, you will receive a free gift. So help protect the Second Amendment by joining Gun Owners of America right now at gunowners.org/GORKA.
The deepest voice in talk radio, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
And she texted me in the break. Here's the photograph Jennifer Horn's father took at the weekend. Beautiful sunset with something in the way. Oh, yeah, supercargo ships that can't dock because Biden. That's why. Thank you, Jennifer, for sending us. I mean, we do journalism here. We don't just do talk radio. We do journalism as well. This is the Salem Radio Network. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump, member of the National Security Education Board, and delighted and honored to welcome back to the show. All it has to say in her bio on Twitter is proud American mother and wife. She's a rock star. She's Chantel Cooper. Chantel, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
So you have been fighting the good fight in the Commonwealth of Virginia at the school board meetings on behalf of your children, on behalf of fellow patriots. You were at the meeting yesterday at Loudoun County. Tell us what transpired.
Well, a lot of amazing parents came out and spoke up and stood their ground to the school board, or Loudoun County School Board. What we parents are just asking for is we want a safe environment for our children. our hearts right now goes out to the Smith family. We stand by them. We will pray for them. And at this time now, it's just time for everyone to stand up. It doesn't matter what color or religion you are. Love and freedom for all and safety for our children is number one.
Yeah, we had Scott Smith on the show today. He shared with us the tragic story of what happened to his daughter, raped in a restroom by a male student who was dressed as a girl, a rape that was covered up by the school board so that that individual could be transferred to another school where he raped again. It is the key issue. Are our children, especially, are our girls safe? Tell us about how the meeting went down. What was the attitude of the school board? Did you, as parents, get to say what you needed to say?
Yes, all the parents got to say what they needed to say. Of course, we don't get, you know, a pleasant reaction back from the Ronald County School Board members. But we're not going to end this fight. Like, we know right now that they are going to start coming after the teachers and student athletes by pushing this vaccine mandate next. So right now we're working with another organization, Citizen for Freedom. And this is why I encourage each and everyone to get involved in the community. As a mother, I got involved with many organizations that I felt would protect and educate my family. And my reason for doing this is because these movements and organizations are helping one another with momentum and precedent.
Right. So what's the plan right now? You sent me a URL that we're going to put up. It is a URL called Citizens for Freedom Legal Fund. What is the purpose here? What are your plans? Can we replace the board? What is the plan of the parents who are so concerned?
We're still collecting signatures. That's still happening. So that is the other organization. If we can ask for everyone's prayers, and if anyone is able to please donate for our brave teacher, administration, parents, and students standing up for our medical privacy and freedom, the plan right now is to file a lawsuit for Loudoun County Public School teachers, staff, and students that are being mandated to get vaccinated or tested. We need everyone's help. The benefit of our attorney's research from our filings in court will benefit everyone everywhere, which is why we need to seek no donations from all sources, regardless of county. If Loudoun mandate falls, it will help those in Fairfax too. So if we got an injunction in Loudoun, it will help those fighting in other counties. So there is a meeting tomorrow, Thursday evening, at the Patriots Club in Hamilton, Virginia, at 6 p.m. with Citizens for Freedom. If you have any questions, you're interested, you want to join to figure out how to help your county, please attend.
Okay, hang on. 6 p.m. this Thursday, Hamilton, Virginia. What's the building? What's the place?
Let me see. I have it right here. I have the full address. I'm sorry.
In the meantime, the page to support these parents, it's at the Give, Send, Go Christian crowdfunding site. So look for givesendgo.com/Citizens for Freedom Legal Fund. That's givesendgo.com/Citizens for Freedom Legal Fund. Where are you meeting, Chantel?
All right. So the address to the Patriots Pub is...
That's okay. That's fine. Patriots Pub, Hamilton, Virginia, 6 p.m. this Thursday. And let me ask you, in the last few minutes we have with you, as Chantel Cooper, we've got to have everyone follow you right now as well. What is the attitude? What was the reaction from your fellow parents last week when the second highest law enforcement officer in the land, the Attorney General, sent a letter out labeling parents as potential domestic terrorists? Did that make some of the parents say, okay, enough is enough, I'm not going to stand up anymore?
No, actually, we're not going to stop. This actually had us come together even stronger. So last night, the energy with, you know, even though we have to sit outside and listen to the school board meeting through a speaker that the Citizens for Freedom bought, it didn't change anything. We're still going to continue to stand outside and speak. It did. I can say it probably a lot of parents did question about, like, what is going on. But we had confirmation that, you know, right now it's really just kind of, I'm going to say, fake news to scare us. So don't anyone get scared, because right now this is the time for you to stand up. Do not back down.
Yeah, that is the best interpretation. It's very simple. The letter, the statements by the DOJ, by the White House, they have one purpose and one purpose alone. It is simply to intimidate. You heard what Terry McAuliffe, the man... Sorry?
It's a scare tactic.
Yeah, it's a scare tactic. You heard what the man who wants to be governor of Virginia again, what Terry McAuliffe said last week in the debate with Glenn Youngkin. Parents should not be in control of the education of their children. It should be the school boards and the bureaucrats. That's what we are fighting, and that's what Chantal Cooper represents. Follow her. Get all the information you need at Chantal Cooper on Twitter. That's S-H-A-U-N-T-E-L. Chantal Cooper, S-H-A-U-N-T-E-L. God bless you, Chantal. Keep doing what you do, and we need regular updates from you and all the other patriots that are fighting to take our schools back and protect our children. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Do you miss President Trump? I know I do. And now I'm coming to you with a very special offer from my team that you do not want to miss from President Trump. Now is your chance to enter to win one of six signed photographs of the president, which were hand-signed by President Trump and soon could be hanging up in your house. When President Trump signed these photographs, he wanted to make sure all of his supporters had the chance to receive one. And now is your chance. All you have to do is text FHOTO, photo, to 55404 today for your chance to win a beautiful photograph of President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump, hand signed by President Trump himself, by texting PHOTO to 55404 right now. You will get exclusive double entry activated by my team for a limited time. Again, text photo to 55404 to have your name entered twice to win a hand-signed Trump photograph. You don't want to miss this. Our contest ends soon. Paid for by the National Republican Senatorial Committee.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
No, guys, I know it was yesterday. I know I'm not a day behind. I know Captain Kirk finally made it into space, but for some crazy reason, the Star Trek theme continues, not just to make certain of our listeners, well, and the host happy, but because that completely balanced individual, the actor known as George Takei, he's decided to chime in. Yes, Mr. Sulu thinks he has a thing to say about parenting in America. How ironic. A tweet that was just sent to me moments ago from Stacey Langton. So George Takei doesn't... Well, no, let me read George's original tweet so you'll understand the great contribution he's made to parenting in America. Every school board member should ask hostile quote-unquote parents. Quote-unquote parents? Dude, are you a quote-unquote parent, George Takei? In the audience, whether they were urged to appear or were organized by any third parties in advance of their appearance. Yeah, because that's what conservatives do. We, you know, we have George Soros to fund us into these AstroTurf organizations. That's exactly what we're like, George. Not the left. I mean, the left is, you know, totally organic. I mean, Antifa, right? Organic, right? BLM, totally organic, not Marxist at all. This is a concerted attack by right-wing groups, not a grassroots upswell. Well, let me ask one of the conspirators. She's a good friend of the show, former member of the school board in Fairfax County, former political appointee in the Department of Education, good friend of America First, Elizabeth Schultz. Are you one of these Are you a domestic terrorist?
I am not a domestic terrorist.
But your Twitter says you are.
Well, that's the quote-unquote. So I'm a quote-unquote domestic terrorist. I don't know who the quote-unquote parents are.
What does that mean? Like, are they crisis actors? Does George think that these are like crisis actors who don't have kids in Fairfax or Loudoun?
Yeah. What a hypocritical stance for somebody who lives in a Hollywood bubble to impugn, you know, and of course that's now the new thing is we get to impugn parents. He gets to impugn parents who go into their child's high school library and find pornography and bring it
to
the school.
Hang on. Not pornography. Let's be clear. Pedophilic pornography. Young boys with grown men in school libraries, in graphic, quote-unquote, graphic novels.
Graphic novels, in text, in graphic novels. But I say I don't need any qualifiers. You don't need to say heterosexual porn for kids is bad, homosexual porn for kids is bad, pedophilic porn. All porn for kids is bad. And if George Takei says that a parent, quote-unquote, who comes to a school board is urged by a group, who in their right mind as a parent can take extra time out of their busy life of raising children to be urged by a group to go speak to their school board? First of all, who cares who's asking you to go to a school board meeting? But usually the people who show up at school board meetings are because they have either been paying attention themselves all along.
Well, because of COVID.
Or the last 18 months have pulled back the Oz's curtain and shown what's happening in our children's education. And yes, parents are, you know, the word is angry. And I said, why does it always have to be angry parents that we're mad? Maybe we're deeply invested in our own children's education. Maybe we have a moral obligation. Maybe we're passionate or fervent about what is either being taught to our children or not being taught. Where is the math? Where's the science? Where's, you know, the basic reading? All of the numbers show on these test scores that our kids are falling off a cliff. And yet we're getting hundreds of millions of dollars from the federal government to prop up these school districts.
So this is the point. I mean, it's pretty obvious, but I need to state it. Hollywood actors are asking whether or not somebody encouraged parents to take a stand. Well, who cares if they did or didn't? What about the issue? So, George, give us a call, because I'd like to know, are you defending homosexual pedophilic pornography? Let's talk about the issue. Just the issue, not who's organizing what. Are you in support of pedophilic pornography for underage school materials? Which, by the way, George, it's illegal, okay? It's actually illegal, according to the U.S. code, to do that to school children. Here's the number, George. We got huge audience in California. Somebody give this to Georgie Porgy, okay? 833-33-GORKA. And if you can't work that out, Georgie, it's 833-334-6752. Give us a call. I'd love to debate Mr. Sulu as a quote-unquote parent. I'm ready for you. Okay, Elizabeth, follow this lady at think_Schultz. That's S-C-H-U-L-T-Z, think_Schultz on Twitter. In the last few minutes we have, God, please tell me. Yeah, I mean, you've been fighting on the front lines in federal government, in the Fairfax School Board. Is this the beginning of the end for the insanity with these parents standing up?
Well, this is the thing, is that the real problem we have is the collusion of the National School Board Association,
right,
and AG Merrick Garland, who I've just gotten a note today. The America First Legal has filed a Freedom of Information Act request asking for the DOJ's records on the communication with the National School Board Association.
So let's backtrack. This is the association that wrote a letter citing one incidence of a threat against a school board that within 7 days, record, trust me, as a former White House strategist, never before in the history of federal government has a national association for anything got the AG of the DOJ to launch the FBI across the country to target quote-unquote parents as domestic terrorists. So are we going to get the truth?
So the school board letter came out on the 30th of September, which is a Thursday. You have Friday, Monday the 4th. Monday the 4th.
Yeah.
This is 48 hours. It is historical that you could get not only a letter, but action. And you're going to talk about the whole weight of government coming down, a whole government approach, the Patriot Act, FBI against moms. That's what AG Garland has done. What has he done about the security of the border? What has he done about the security
or
of the nation?
The girl who's raped.
The girls who were molested by the Olympics doctor in the gymnastics. Where have they been in the protection of children? And now they're going to come after quote unquote parents. These are our children.
Yeah.
We do have a voice. Unlike Terry McAuliffe in Virginia, who's running for governor, who says that we shouldn't have a voice in what our children learn in school.
Yes.
Secretary of Education, U.S. Secretary of Education, Miguel Cardona, would not say that parents are the primary stakeholders in their own children's education, only that we're important. Important, he said, yeah. And then said that teachers are important, too. So we're at the same level.
We've got a few seconds left. Elizabeth Schultz is one of the warriors in this issue. What do you say to all parents who are watching this, are infuriated, but who haven't done anything politically?
Go to your school board meeting, first of all, and be that parent who stands up. Don't be afraid that the federal government is going to come after you, because they can't come after all of us. Two, run for your local school board or support a local school board. You have to take back your school boards, America. Number one thing, look at the bottom of the ballot. That is the number one thing that is affecting our culture. It's affecting our children, and it's affecting the future of our nation.
The sad fact is we lurched for the snooze button as the radicals funded by George Soros and others. Yes, I said it. Bring it, Media Matters. Bring it, Daily Beast, you hacks. It's just a fact. Funded local campaigns down to the school boards to radicalize America. It's time for us to take it back. It's up to you. I'm Sebastian Gorka. We have a cracking show today. This is America First. Stay on this channel. That great American patriot, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get great discounts on all of his MyPillow products right now if you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special. Get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels, and so much more, including the amazing sheepskin line slippers with the MyPillow foam. Mike is offering a buy one, get one free offer on his Giza Dream Sheets of finest Egyptian cotton. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials for the buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Enter promo code GORKA or call 1-800-829-8468. That's 1-800-829-8468. Promo code GORKA.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
I'm not exactly a t-shirt wearer. You know me, I'm a little bit more formal than that, but we do have a rather spiffy line of t-shirts. We're going to discuss a t-shirt that was sent to me by somebody I just met in Tulsa, Oklahoma. But first, have you seen our latest wondrous item at the Seb Gorka store? Yes, it is, of course, the Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. You've got to check it out. Let's Go Brandon. If you want to send a message to those around you that's a little bit more polite than the other version of that famous phrase, go to SebGorkaStore.com. Buy for a friend. Oh, by the way, with all those ships off the coast in LA, buy American, not that Chinese garbage. Everything at our store, none of it comes from China. It's all American. It's great quality. We've got the If You're Woke, You're a Loser t-shirt from the president that we did in honor of his coming on the show. We've got the Make America hoodies, the Tervis Stay Frosty tumblers, the I'm a MAGA Man mugs. I mean, it's just superb. All of it's superb. But let me talk to you about another t-shirt that just arrived in the mail. It's from a crazy individual. His name is Cordy Williams. He's a doctor, but most important of all, he's a Marine. And he sent me a very delightful piece of well, a garment to do with this country and kind of explains why he's taken the decision he's taken. Dr. Williams, welcome to America First.
Well, thank you so much for having me on, Sebastian. It's an honor, and I think you're going to look a lot better in that shirt than I do, but hey, I'm just trying to keep
up. Oh, I don't know. You're a pretty fit dude. You could still be in the Marine Corps. Mr. Dr. Williams, tell us what's on the shirt you sent me and why it has encouraged you to make a certain political decision of late.
Well, you know, it says 1776 forever free. And, you know, I think that there's so many Americans that the last 15 months have really felt more than any time in our history that, you know, the rug of freedom has kind of been pulled out from under them. And, you know, like any small business, my wife and I run a chiropractic practice in Carlsbad, California. And, you know, we felt the same way and started doing rallies up and down California to get our freedom back and really just trying to teach the people the Constitution and what it stands for, what we put our right hand up, you know, when we swore an oath to defend all enemies, foreign and domestic. Well, we have a domestic enemy. We have a domestic terrorist. And it's called communism and socialism. And 1776, forever free, stands for choice for every single American and really teaching them that if we're going to get this country back, Seb, we got to take it back.
So how are you going to take it back? Where do you live and what's your big plan that you announced to me as we had a cigar in Tulsa last week?
Yeah, well, I'm going to run for U.S. Senate against Alex Padilla. I haven't officially announced yet. We're in the exploratory phase, but that special announcement will be coming very, very soon.
So we're talking about Kamala Harris's old seat, correct, Dr. Williams?
Yes, sir, we are. And people say I'm crazy, but God's telling me to do it, so I'm following what he says, not what they say.
And what is – so we had a fascinating discussion as to – your attitude to everybody in this city who are the so-called experts, the so-called political advisors and strategists that are telling you what? What's the message that you're hearing from the swamp?
Well, Doc, they want everybody to tuck and run. And you trained Marines for years.
Yeah.
And you taught Marines. And, you know, we don't tuck and run. And I see all these people saying they want to take the country back and, you know, we need to win the House and Senate. But a lot of these strategists, they want to go for their sure deals. They want to go for the same guys putting the same people back in office that we had this last election cycle. And last time I checked, we don't have a majority or even a supermajority in either one of them. So why are we not trying to fight in these states? Are we just giving up on blue states? Are we going to take the fourth largest economy in the world and say, well, California, you know, we don't really care what happened with the election. We're just going to check off the box and not even try? Because yeah, that's how we roll over into communism quicker.
But for me, look, and I'm an immigrant. Maybe I'm not allowed to say this. But, Cordy, it's un-American. I mean, to just say, oh, well, we're just going to write off a district or we're going to write off a state. Is that how America was created? Is that the spirit of 1776?
No, it's not. And, you know, I also said to you that night, and I thought about it even more since then, is you know, I think that we've been so socially conditioned to lay down our freedoms, to be compliant, almost like drone, almost like sheep. And, you know, that 1776 spirit has to be taught again for Americans to know that education's good. Litigation's great. I mean, I think these lawsuits are awesome. But at the end of the day, standing up and leaning in like the Southwest pilots are doing with civil disobedience, we've got to train people on how to do that because, to your point, they've forgotten how to do it.
And you've been, I mean, we just met at this function for a real MAGA candidate in Tulsa. We connected, but you told me this crazy story of all the rallies you're going to even before you announce. There's a real energy out there, isn't there, Cordy?
There is. I mean, we've been on the road 3 weekends out of every month for the last 15 months. I've probably done at least 40 that we either sponsored or co-sponsored, and then we went national. I've been on stage with Brandon Strock, Roger Stone, you know, everybody you can imagine, General Flynn. And, you know, God's really blessed it, and you can see Americans everywhere that are just like you and I, Seb. They're exactly like us. They want to stand up. They want to lean in. They know that America is about choice. And when you take away choice, you take away the republic. And people are sick and tired of it.
Yeah, it's the Marine way. You lean in, you run to the sound of conflict, to the sound of bullets. And it's the American way. It's how the republic was created. How can people follow you? How can they support you?
Yeah, I appreciate that. You can go to 1776foreverfree.com. You can donate there. You can go to drcordie, Dr. Cordie Williams, all one word, .com. And then I'll have links to Instagram and Twitter. We're all over the place, and we're lucky enough to be followed by Dr. Gorka. And Dr. G, appreciate everything you're doing. You guys are amazing. God bless you, brother.
1776foreverfree.com. Last 60 seconds, Cordie, your message to those who think, you know, I'm a Californian or I'm in Massachusetts, I don't have a dog in this fight, or I can't make a difference?
If not now, then when?
Yeah.
And if not you, then who? That's what I would say to you guys. And I would also say that the only way that you're going to take back your country, it's by we the people. It's not by we the swamp. It's we the people. And so get involved. Go to your school boards. Share and like videos. Make your own videos. Education is important. But let's take the fight to them with civil disobedience, because you can see everywhere from Southwest, there's countless examples of how that is working. And we've got to start taking the fight to them.
It's a very simple question. Listen to what Dr. Cordie Williams, U.S. Marine, just said. If not now, when? As the border is open, as the Taliban is reinvigorated, as we've got 4 million extra unemployed last month, as they're trying to indoctrinate our kids in schools with sexually utterly perverse and debased materials, as they're clamping down on us with big tech, what else are you waiting for? This man has made a decision. He's got my support, 1776foreverfree.com. Dr. Cordie Williams, Semper Fidelis. This is America First. Don't touch that dial.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.